Hello.
Today's lesson will be on the subject of raising oneself above one's own circle. We'll read excerpts from the sources. We'll continue with excerpt number 32. You can watch our lesson and send us questions live on kab.tv, and all of our texts can be found on kabbalahmedia.info. So, raising oneself above one's circle. Excerpt 32 from Rabash, Volume 3, Article, Run, My Beloved. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when one invokes mercy on oneself, he engages in self-reception. And the more he prays, not only does he not prepare a kli, a vessel for equivalence, on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It follows that he is going the opposite way. He should have prepared a vessel of equivalence, but instead, he has prepared a vessel for reception. Cling unto his attributes is precisely, as he is merciful, so you be merciful. Hence, when one prays for the collective, through this prayer, he engages in bestowal. And to the extent that he prays, he fashions a vessel for bestowal, on which the light of bestowal, called merciful, may be revealed. Again, it is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when one invokes mercy on oneself, he engages in self-reception. And the more he prays, not only does he not prepare a kli, a vessel for equivalence, on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It follows that he is going the opposite way. He should have prepared a vessel of equivalence, but instead he has prepared a vessel for reception. And cling unto his attributes is precisely, as he is merciful, so you be merciful. Hence, when one prays for the collective, through this prayer he engages in bestowal. And to the extent that he prays, he fashions a vessel for bestowal on which the light of bestowal, called merciful, may be revealed.
Topic for a workshop. We need to reach equivalence with the Creator. In the first degree, at a minimal level. The question: what are the most convenient instruments, tools with which to reach bestowal? For me to pray for them to be in equivalence of form with the Creator, for them to come closer to the Creator, are those vessels that are in me or vessels that are in my friends around the world, which is all of it, my vessel, my kli? If I'm talking about turning the vessel from reception to bestowal, then it's easier for me to wish for, to pray for the vessels in the friends or in the world to be in equivalence of form, for them to come closer to the Creator. I don't feel my ego in them so much. So, from that perspective, it's easier for me to pray for the world, for the group, whereas to pray for myself, that my vessels will be in bestowal, in complete bestowal. So, if that is the case, we need to start our work to pray from praying for the world, perhaps, and only later to come to a prayer for ourselves. Yes or no? Talk about it, please. The order of corrections is from lightest to heaviest. Where is it easier for me to pray for corrections, and where is it more difficult?
So from the explanation, it seems that, yes, this is the order. First of all, it's easiest for me to pray for my 10, who I feel are my spiritual vessel. And after that comes the group and the world Kli and the world in general. And in the end, me. And I'm used to working the other way around.
Yeah, but according to this order, it sounds as if we're starting from the world, and then from Israel, then from the 10. I don't know, I have anything to say about it.
For me, it's easiest to pray for myself, but it's not really helpful. On the contrary, it brings ruin. But the 10 is the closest thing to me. That's the first thing with which I need to form a proper connection. I need to see them as corrected. I need to see the friends as great. And from that, I need to see how the Creator is perfect and the whole image of reality is ready, prepared, corrected. The more it grows, the harder it is to see, the harder it is to request to see it.
Yeah, from the perspective of the natural desire, it's easier to pray for myself, of course, but it's relatively pointless. But from the point of view of the resistance to the prayer, of course it's easier to pray for the collective. Why not? For the 10, first, then the whole world Kli, then the whole world. Because I feel less resistance to ask for external vessels.
According to the Rabash, you know what needs to, how it needs to be, say, to be with the 10, but with the world, it's not clear to me. Does it need to be corrected? Is it not corrected? Or here, it's known how to work. It's clear. There is a method, and that's why with the 10, that's the best.
I'm like Ido, I feel it's easiest to ask for myself. To want the friends to be bestowed, you can ask, but to want it, it's a totally different story. I think specifically by asking for the friends, you discover how much you're missing a true prayer. That is the point. And with yourself, it's harder to understand if it's true or not.
What's desired of us is to achieve prayer. That's what the Creator wants. The only place that can lead a person, guide a person, is the environment, the 10 that's around him, causing him to think outside of himself and to see how much more he has to correct in his attitude towards the friend.
Yeah, and the 10 is more focus. Whereas towards the world, you disperse easily. You can imagine that you're in the right approach, but in the 10 is the best way to test it.
And if I've decided to come out of myself already, then the closest circle to me is the 10. I can start some prayer about them, begin with it to examine myself, and after doing that, I can connect to a few more 10s or expand that prayer to hundreds or thousands. Excerpt 33 from Noam Elimelech Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend. And thus they fulfill each other's needs until all of them are answered.
Let us together in the ten, in this, when we talk together, create a prayer for the friend. What is it? Start from the plea. Dear Creator,
Bore,
Creator, Bore, give my friends the ability to reach you through equivalence of form.
Give them the need and the desire to bestow, to be in order to bestow.
And please give my friends the desire, the need, a very strong yearning to feel the center of the tent, to feel what the quality of bestowal is, what it means to come out of oneself, and what it means to love.
The complete deficiency and the strength to overcome. Give me that.
Yes, because we really want it, and your whole world depends on it as well. So give it to them.
And try to help us try to see the merits of the friends, virtues.
That will get sufficient enough confidence and faith to jump into that place, the friends, and you'll hold us.
And it's all in order to come back and delight you and resemble you.
And even though it may seem to me now that these are mere words, empty words, you should know that the words of my friends come from the heart and from a true and complete desire to come close to you.
Yeah, I don't know, we just want him to be close. To have the right attitude to everything that's coming from you. Because everything is from you is aimed, it's purposeful, only to be grateful towards what's revealed to them.
Yes.
To justify everything, to see everything is purposeful.
And teach them to constantly turn to you when there's a small desire, a large desire, when there's no desire at all, and in each and every state, teach them to turn to you in the correct manner.
May the friends have the strength to annul, to be integrated in the friends and reach a complete deficiency.
Yes, and don't let them go. Don't move from their hearts and thoughts. Constantly guide them towards you.
Rav, why is the prayer for the friend or the world, including in it the entire spiritual work? What does it include, actually, that it contains all of the spiritual work?
It includes the correct attitude, the attitude that we must scrutinize constantly between each other, from me to the Creator. The friend is in front of me as a mirror, and each time I need to see how to connect to him better, with more adhesion, beyond this picture that I currently see.
I come out of the thoughts from myself, just like the Creator doesn't think about himself.
If the ego manages to transcend itself and ask for something which isn't itself, the system starts working and helps.
It includes everything. It's Israel, the light, the creator. We are the ones who pray, and the friends we pray for, and the world we pray for, and the upper force from whom we are asking. So you have everything in this request.
It includes the greatness, the enormous faith above reason, as well as the true desire to come out of oneself and to turn to the Creator.
Simply, as Yossi said, you come out of yourself, from caring about yourself to caring about the friends. There's something about it that already resembles the light.
The true scrutiny is in it. What do I want from the excerpt 34 by the Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Sassov, Love of Peace? One who prays for his friend is answered first, meaning that one who prays for his friend becomes a conduit of bestowal, to bestow upon his friend, because the abundance flows through him. He is answered first by default. By this we will understand the words, "He who blesses is blessed," since the one who blesses becomes a conduit of bestowal, hence he is blessed.
How should we do it? To not forget to hold the others, so everyone would pray for the friends and no one for himself, as that immediately becomes harmful to the society. And in this way, we take everyone. In this way, everyone is rewarded. How should we organize this? Talk about it. But in practice, so we can decide now and during the day, we start to implement it.
That's the question of all questions. How can we maintain this the whole day through? Perhaps to be more practical about it, first of all, we need to discuss it throughout the day, every meeting we have, and we have to awaken this inclination, this tendency. If the whole of the society is into that, then of course these thoughts will become more lively, more alive in each one of us.
We have three coordinates during the day in order to return us to that inner work that's to last the whole day. We have to help one another in the internality.
I'm wondering how many times we were in that state where we needed to hold on to pray for the friends for 20 seconds, let's say, or a whole day, or how many times were we in this situation? We need avut, and we need the Creator's help. We know what we need. We need the Creator to help us. We know this state when there's some assistance. We feel that there's some force giving life to this prayer throughout the day. We just feel it happening. We manage to sustain it. And I don't know if it's more important to succeed or just to make an effort. Let's agree to make an effort to begin with throughout the day.
Practically, I think that we should write, connected to Rav's advice that we heard yesterday. Write a prayer, send to a friend, and he sends to another friend, and we send these prayers that will obligate us to evoke envy. We have the technical options. We should just plan it.
Yes, and that's exactly the role of the Shatz, the messenger of the public. We all need to support this. And this role in every one of our meetings needs to be a final seal on that prayer that we can achieve as a 10. At the end of the day, actually, has to be a summary of our work, which should manifest as prayer, an appeal to the Creator.
I think that if we act without leaving room for the other to express what I have, what I have in my heart and my brain, according to Rabash, from first moment to last, we'll reach this point very quickly. We never played all the way. We always made room for our humanity, and it's possible this was ruining everything for us. We need to act.
We need to somehow make as many reminders for ourselves regarding this prayer, this thought about the friends. But I think ultimately it's all built by the light, by all our efforts, our failures. There, the desire to be in that thought, on that gap, on that effort, we need to ask the Creator, the light, to come and to give us the true connection, the proper prayer for the friends. We need to just make an effort. If I don't succeed in the prayer, at least it should pain me.
I heard that 10 Vav and Yudalet signed the covenant a few days ago. No one is thinking about himself, and I'm so impressed. You see how friends in the ten are not thinking about themselves. It evokes envy. These schemes of envy, that's what works on us.
Yes, this week we need to try and we need to approach this week with some kind of objective, some kind of mission plan, how to become more united, how to prepare, how the day becomes one long prayer, perhaps to have a certain duty or something, something to hold everyone in place.
Maybe every hour each one will pray, but send a short video to the friend each hour what he's asking for the friend, write something, and that will obligate, because I can commit, but if the friend's a man, I'm obligated even further.
Excerpt 35, Abash, The Ruin of Holiness. One must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to the Creator, as it is insolence on the part of man. For in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, as the Shekhinah, divinity, is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective. Again, one must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to the Creator, as it is insolence on the part of man, for in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, as Shekhinah, divinity, is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective.
How can the society nevertheless influence the friend, each and every friend, to get an impression that he is in a place that's entirely in bestowal? How can the society give such an impression to each and every friend that he is in a place of bestowal? Go ahead.
We are always very much affected by the environment that that encircles us. And as we heard from the friends in the previous round, if we have this week-long attack on that place and each one will truly be acting towards his friends and measuring himself and measuring how he comports himself, what comes out of his mouth, what he projects, then we will be able to generate a reality in which all the friends, it's certain that all of the friends will already be in bestowal.
Acting is a very serious thing. There's nothing to talk about. We have to just act. Each one has to show its seriousness for the path and the joy in the path.
The society speaks about what it wants to give the friends. We need to speak about it. We have all sorts of talks that we hold. We talk about many things. If we talk about that, then that's what will live in us.
Yeah, in general, the society is giving an example. And with this example, it forces each one in the society to participate in giving an example for this to be the environment, such an atmosphere that obligates, doesn't leave you any choice to think about other things and to behave differently. Everything is aimed at that.
Yes, the 10 can be influential. We need to have this responsibility towards each other, to know that that's how we're measured. And I also see, when I see friends who see the society is great, it doesn't matter what's happening, that's what they get. They work with their 10, they look at it, they see it as great, and they receive its influence.
Rav, what kind of practical actions, let's list them, that we can take in order for the Creator to appear in these actions? In the society, I mean. What kind of practical actions in the connection between us, in the mutual influence between us, can we discover so the Creator will be revealed in these actions? Go ahead.
Practical actions we can do, things we can do for the Creator to be revealed in the connection between us. Well, we can do everything we can do towards each other that will evoke a lack for the Creator. Any action we decide upon together, something we'll do now together to awaken the friends. And then each one of the friends who sees that everyone are doing it, then he needs to do it also. And so we awaken towards the 10, the Creator. We start like that each time.
I can't think of a specific practical action we can take to the rest of the day now, but we can and we must act before each other the greatness of the goal, the importance, the participation in different actions throughout the day. Maybe in the beginning it can be something practical.
A moment ago we talked about how to be certain that we are in a place of bestowal, and that's very effective. When I came to the young group, I was certain that everyone is a Kabbalist here, a sage. That's how we talked. So we just need to speak of the greatness of the society.
We're entering a time where the Creator is going to send many opportunities to show actions to the friends and to this environment, this atmosphere. I also think we can read the source material throughout the day. I'm reading it and I'm asking for it to be realized in my friends in that tent.
We see what happens throughout the day when there's some assignment which manages to carry all the friends with that flow. And we see that everyone participates, and even you, if you didn't have the strength to do it thus far, because everyone is doing it, all the friends, you throw yourself in, also above everything you feel and think. And it's not that you need a certain exercise, a certain assignment. We just need that very special atmosphere where each one feels that it depends on him, that he has to participate, that he must be active about it, even though it's inconvenient and he doesn't have the time perhaps, and he can't. Well, we need that, because we truly do depend on each other.
There's never enough time, but you can realize the advice of Gershon, who asked us to realize Rav's advice and write shortly to one another.
Yes, we also, during our meeting Friday, we talked about how in this time before the Congresses, each one certainly has many justifications and causes. Excerpt number 36 from Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, Assorted Councils, Synagogue Rules 1. The ascent of the soul and its completion occur primarily when all the souls merge and become one, since then they rise to Kedusha, to holiness, since holiness is one. Hence, the prayer, which is the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, prior to the prayer, one must take upon oneself the commandment, love thy neighbor as yourself. For it is impossible to speak the words of the prayer if not through peace, once he has connected with all the souls of Israel. Therefore, the heart of the prayer is in public and not alone, so that each one will not be a separate part, which is opposite to Kedusha. We must only unite the holy congregation together and become one quality. The ascent of the soul and its completion occur primarily when all the souls merge and become one. Since then, they rise to the Kedusha, to holiness, since holiness is one. Hence, the prayer, which is the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, prior to the prayer, one must take upon oneself the commandment of love your neighbor as yourself. For it is impossible to speak the words of the prayer if not through peace, once he has connected with all the souls of Israel. Therefore, the heart of the prayer is in public and not alone, so that each one will not be a separate part, which is the opposite of Kedusha, of holiness. We must only unite the holy congregation together and become one quality.
What are the thoughts before the prayer, during the prayer, and after the prayer? What are the thoughts of a person that he should have before the prayer, during the prayer, and after the prayer? Go ahead.
Prior to the prayer, come thoughts about how I can equip myself with sensitivity towards the desires of the friends, so as to be able to collect them, gather them, feel them, and to ask for them. During the prayer, the thought should be focused on the greatness of the giver, to whom I'm turning, and what I want him to give to the friends. And at the end of the prayer, I suppose that would be a thought of gratitude, as the Creator gave me the opportunity to perform these actions.
Before the prayer, I think it's how to come to a prayer from the heart, from the complete broken heart. During the prayer, how to aim it correctly as much as possible, And after the prayer, to be in gratitude and see how we never stop praying.
Yes. And prior to the prayer, I want the friends to be more important to me. I want to have some concern for them. During the prayer, I ask for them. And after the prayer, I need to see if I feel that the friends have come closer together, if we have a stronger connection. And so again, another prayer, and again and again.
Before the prayers, why do I even need to pray? What am I asking for it? What do I want to attain with this prayer? Is it because I'm going to get something out of it? Or the need and necessity and understanding? During the prayers, constantly being this scrutiny, the right attitude towards the friends, and afterwards, it's asking the Creator to complete the correct prayer.
Yes, we need to find some motivation, the trigger for the prayer, the friends, and what would the Creator want, actually? Or perhaps just joy, because there is an opportunity to pray.
It looks like all the parts of the puzzle can fit anywhere. Start with the Creator, end with the friends, start with the friends, end with the Creator, start with the friends, end with the friends. Everything fits everything, as long as we're moving in the direction of outside of ourselves.
Excerpt 37, again from Rabbi Nachman Breslev, of Breslev Assorted Rules, Rules of the Guarantor. It is impossible to observe the Torah and the commandments unless through arvut, mutual responsibility, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of the observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another because they were regarded as one. Precisely by each one being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity, specifically by this they can observe the Torah. Without it, it would not be possible to observe the Torah at all, since the heart of observing the Torah is through the desire, which is the desire is through unity, when all are regarded as one. It follows that specifically through Arvut, which is when everyone are regarded as one, is the heart of observing the Torah, since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desires among them, and all are included in one desire, by which they are included in the upper desire, which is the complete unity. It is impossible to observe the Torah unless through Arvut, when each one becomes a guarantor for his friend, because the mainstay of the observance of the Torah, which is the aspect of will, is through unity. Therefore, each one must be included in the whole of Israel with great unity. And therefore, at the time of the reception of the Torah, certainly they immediately became guarantors, arevim, for one another. Because when you want to receive the Torah, immediately all have to be gathered together as one in order to join together into one will. And then, of course, each one is in Arvut with his friend, since all are regarded as one. And precisely by each one being in Arvut for his friend, which is an aspect of unity, by that specifically it is possible to observe the Torah. Because the essence of love and unity is through will, when each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desires between them, and all are included in one desire. By this, they are also included in the upper desire, which is the complete unity.
רואים אנחנו
We can see just how much all of it depends on bestowal or influence from above. We're going back to the Arvut.
On to the next part of the lesson, from the writings of Baal HaSulam.